This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm your host for the first hour, Corey Fleck, and I appreciate everybody joining us on this weekend and for everybody in Canada on this Thanksgiving weekend. And I hope everybody has a great time this Thanksgiving and everybody gets to spend some time with their families. In the first hour, we're going to be discussing a little bit about gold, a lot about the U.S. and global economies, as well as some comments from Valentin Schmidt regarding cryptocurrencies and some of the recent news that's come out of not just cryptocurrencies, but also blockchain. That's going to happen in the fourth segment. In this segment, though, I am joined by Jesse Felder, a good friend of the show and the founder and editor of The Felder Report. That's a website that I visit on a weekly basis to check out Jesse's articles as well as some of the recent podcasts he's done. And Jesse, I want to touch on some of the recent podcasts that you've been recording dealing with inflation. Recently, we had Miss Yellen come out and essentially admit that she just doesn't know what's going on with inflation, alluded to the fact that maybe the way that the world and the Fed measures inflation could be entirely wrong. But just as initial comment, where do you stand on where inflation is going in this country and potentially the world?
Well, it was a little over a year ago I turned really bearish on bonds. I thought interest rates got too low, and we started seeing this never sentiment. You know, people saying interest rates will never go up again. We'll never see inflation again. And Jeff Gundlach has said, in the financial markets, whenever you hear the word never, it's about to happen. And that's exactly what happened over the past year. Rates have gone shooting up, and we're starting to see more signs of inflation. And so this is something I've talked about with Bill Fleckenstein and William White, who was the former chief economist at the BIS. And I just most recently talked with Daniel DiMartino Booth about this. Specifically this week, you know, people were really excited with the recent ISM numbers. But when you look at, you know, what was underlying those numbers, one of the things was the prices paid component is just surging higher for both manufacturing and services. And the other thing that I look at from a longer term perspective is when you look at the real Fed funds rate this cycle, this is something I tweeted yesterday, a chart I tweeted out yesterday. The only two comparable cycles to this current one in terms of how low the real Fed fund rate is that 69 to 73 cycle and the 1973 to 81 cycle. And what do those two cycles have in common? The Fed was way too easy. Inflation got out of control and they found themselves falling, you know, way behind the curve in terms of getting inflation under control. I think that's something that's in the back of Yellen's mind right now, because there are a lot of signs inflation is picking up. And in terms of, you know, measuring inflation, it's ridiculous to say inflation's less than 2% today, because we know that rents have been going up a lot faster than that, and healthcare costs going up a lot faster than that too. Those are the two biggest costs for Americans. So I think most Americans go, 1.5% inflation, are you kidding me?
Well, and that's really the point that sticks in my mind, is that I think people on the street, the average American, average citizen, is seeing their costs go up, but we're not seeing corresponding wage inflation. And again, as what the Fed judges inflation on, we're still stuck below that magical 2% level that they're talking about. But again, what the Fed has said over the last, now just more than a year, when inflation started to move to the upside, they said they were ignoring it. And now that inflation is below their 2% goal, they're also saying that they're ignoring it and going just kind of through with their policy no matter what. Do you think that we see a change in policy because they do admit that inflation is getting out of hand to the upside?
I think they're going to, you know, keep tightening, especially if, you know, stocks keep going up, financial conditions are extremely loose. you know, you look at corporate bond spreads are super tight, and they have no signs in terms of all those things that they look at that they should not stop tightening and go, you know, continue to normalize interest rates. I do think the risk, though, is that the economy cannot handle higher interest rates. And so I think, you know, I wrote about this actually earlier in the year. I said that the Fed was going to find themselves caught between the devil and the deep blue sea, which is trying to tame inflation without crushing the economy. And I think they're going to be forced to try and tame inflation, and they might be forced to hurt the economy at the same time, which is something Ray Dalio has been talking about for 2 years now. He said, you know, if you look at an analogous period to today, it's 1937. What happened in 1937? You know, we had, it was after the 29 bust. Fed, you know, did everything in their power to get asset prices back up. They soared for a few years. You saw some deleveraging on the part, in this particular cycle, on the part of consumers. And then Fed started raising. They raised too much and created a self-reinforcing downturn. Stock market lost 50% in just a few months' time. And so this is something Ray Dalio has been pointing to persistently for the last 2 years. And I think it's a real possibility if, you know, the Fed is forced to fight inflation and push the economy back into recession.
So, Jesse, some people say that the markets actually do a very good job of predicting the future. And if we look at a couple markets that sometimes indicate inflation, we are starting to see this, at least from the base metal side. Copper, as we're recording this, is right back at that $3 level. We're also having oil hold above that $50 a barrel level on the crude contract. Do you think that some of these almost inflation, more inflation-sensitive aspects are starting to tell us that it is creeping into the general economy?
I do think so. I think that's, you know, that's why they call it Dr. Copper, right? PhD in economics, and Dr. Copper's sniffing out potential inflation right now. Something that I've mentioned, you know, on your show, Corey, and you know, in the past maybe a few times, is this ratio between real assets and financial assets. And real assets have never been cheaper relative to financial assets. And so when you have that dynamic of financial assets going up, real assets going down, it's a deflationary environment. Right now we're at the bottom of that range where real assets are probably going to go up over the next 2 years and financial assets are potentially going to suffer. Well, what would be the underlying dynamic to create that? It would be inflation. Inflation is not good for financial assets, and it's very good for real assets. So, yeah, I think this ratio starting to shift with, you know, commodities and other real assets looking better, potentially the financial assets, is a clear sign of inflation coming down the pipe.
So, Jesse, just a quick comment. Are you starting to take some positions, become more inflation protected in your portfolio?
I've had a huge position in gold and a couple of gold mining stocks since late 2015, so 2 years now, and I've kind of traded around those core positions, but I already have a huge position, so I don't really need to add to it. I have, another stock that I like that I started buying last year, CF Industries, basically a fertilizer company, which would also potentially benefit from this trend. And it's not that I bought it because it could benefit from this trend. I bought it on its own just value investing merits. But yes, I've noticed a shift in my portfolio towards things that just naturally would benefit from that type of environment.
All right. Well, interesting comments, Jesse. I want to have you back on for the next segment. It is a shorter segment, but we can continue on with a couple other comments around inflation, some other markets that are infected, but also touch on maybe some of the other aspects that you're watching in terms of the dollar, because I think that's very important. And, hey, what we could see coming through to the end of the year and into next year, because, you know what, it has been relatively boring, and we are seeing it's kind of a complacency on terms of investors, but as you said, sometimes when you hear the word never, that means that it's more closer to happening than, well, not happening. So, Jesse, stick around. Everybody come back. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin and Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to continuing on with my conversation with Jesse Felder. And Jesse, we talked a lot about inflation last segment, and I do want to touch back on that, but in relation to the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar, for the first about 7 months of this year, was moving pretty much straight down. It even broke that longer-term range that it was in. But over the last couple of weeks, it has been bouncing, making its way up to now another resistance point around 94 on the dollar index. How do you balance out your inflation thoughts in terms of inflation picking up and the dollar now going through at least a short-term rebound?
Well, I mean, there's, you know, ideally when, you know, when you're trading anything, you want multiple time frames to line up. And, you know, I think even the last time you and I talked, Corey, we were mentioning that, you know, the dollar had been very weak this year. It looked like it was poised to rally, and it looks like it's been trying to, you know, for a couple of weeks now. And short term, you know, technically it looks like it could continue to do so, but longer term, the kind of the fundamental dynamics that I look at, all point towards, a lower dollar. And, you know, a few of those would be widening federal deficit. We're going to see widening deficits no matter what. Even if Trump doesn't get his agenda passed, we'll see widening deficits. The more of his agenda he can pass, the wider those deficits will be. So, you know, that's one thing that I'm watching. You know, I also look at the spread between German and U.S. yields, which historically have been very close together for a long period of time. One of the reasons for the dollar strength, I think, over the past few years has been, you know, German yields falling a lot faster than treasuries, and so investors moving to dollar-based assets for that extra yield. And if that relationship goes back, you know, starts to normalize where German yields start going back closer towards treasury yields, I think you'll see a shift back to Europe, investment assets, and, you know, capital moving back to Europe in that regard. And then there's just, you know, the dollar usually moves in eight-year cycles, and we're kind of right in the middle of that cycle. We've had a, you know, several-year bull market. I think we're, you know, poised to see at least a 2-3-year bear market in the dollar right now.
So, Jesse, on the flip side, there are still a lot of people out there that are dollar bulls, and some of those dollar bulls actually think that we could be in for a pretty significant deflationary period, and that corresponds to calls saying that the dollar is going to go to, let's say, 110 on the dollar index. What's your comment for these people?
A lot of people argue quantitative easing would be inflationary, and I just talked with, you know, Danielle DiMartino Booth about this, and, you know, the truth is, quantitative easing and these types of things that encourage a lot of debt creation are inherently deflationary because the more debt that's created, the more debt service has to be paid and the less money can go to things that would traditionally boost economic activity. You know, now we're not seeing quantitative easing and we're seeing a shift towards quantitative tightening. So if quantitative easing was a deflationary phenomenon, quantitative tightening is an inflationary phenomenon. And we've seen so much debt buildup. You have to think about what is the end game for this debt buildup. I mean, it's literally could never be paid back, at least at the sovereign level, for a lot of these things. And, you know, I thought it was very interesting to hear Donald Trump this week say, you know, Puerto Rico's debt needs to be wiped out. Well, if that is kind of the first shot across the bow for, you know, bond investors and how he thinks about, you know, dealing with too much debt, I mean, you want to talk about wiping out debt, you're going to talk about massive inflationary impulses. And so I think we're turning that corner from deflation to inflation just based on debt dynamics and what the central banks are up to as well.
Very interesting comments on maybe how the market and everybody misjudged what QE would lead to, and now looking on the back end, what QT, quantitative tightening, could lead to. Hey, we very well could see a bit more inflation come in that I don't think a whole lot of people are considering. Jesse, let's also look at the U.S. dollar compared to some other currencies, because the dollar index is so weighted by Europe, and Europe's been having some issues with some recent elections. But what about the dollar-yen? We follow that fairly closely on our site because there is a correlation between what the gold price is doing compared to the dollar-yen. But this has been much more range-bound throughout 2017. What's your assessment here?
Well, I think when you look at, like, one of the things I look at in terms of the dollar index is, you know, purchasing power, parity numbers, and the dollar is probably most overvalued against the yen. And, you know, the Bank of Japan has been the absolute most aggressive in terms of all of these policies. And if these central banks are now being forced to walk back these policies, if the Bank of Japan is forced to walk back any of their policies, I think you would just see the yen start to soar. And so that's something to pay attention to, I think. And so dollar yen specifically is one trade where that I'm most, you know, bearish on dollar versus yen.
Now, does this have anything to do with what the central banks are doing? Because in all fairness, the central banks do still carry a pretty heavy hand in these markets.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, they're in control. I mean, you look at the, you know, European Central Bank and the Bank of Japan. Bank of Japan owns more than 60% of the ETF assets in the country. So, yeah, they're definitely in control. So, yeah, and I honestly don't know what would precipitate a walk back in policy. I mean, it literally could be as simple as they run out of things to buy. That would be a natural quantitative tightening. But, you know, I just think that's something to be on the lookout for. But fundamentally, the yen is very overvalued against the dollar, and something's got to change there over time.
Now, what is your time frame on some of this stuff? I know that it can be very hard to tell time frame, especially in terms of these financial markets that do have so much liquidity still sloshing around. But do you think that this is something that comes sooner, or something that is going to continue to take years to develop?
Well, it's a multi-year trend change, I think. I'm bearish on the dollar for the next few years, bullish on gold for the next few years. I think you look at these inflationary cycles, they don't just pop up for a year and then go away. They're multi-year cycles. But I do think these things could begin to happen much sooner than anybody is currently. I mean, most people are not even thinking about this stuff, right? They think we're in a new normal, low interest rates, no inflation. I think very soon, maybe over the next 6 to 12 months, you could start to see these notions, you know, being questioned by a lot of, you know, the new data that comes out over that time.
All right. Well, very interesting, Jesse. There's a lot at play here, especially when looking at currencies and looking at what the central banks are doing. They still, as I said, carry a very heavy hand. But the fact of the matter is, I don't think a whole lot of people expected that almost waterfall decline that we saw in the U.S. dollar throughout this year. And yes, now we're getting a bit of a bounce, but again, a lot of that is kind of on the weakness of what's been coming out of Europe. Your comments, again, very valuable. Plus, paying attention to inflation, especially for all those gold investors out there, real interest rates really come into play. And if inflation starts to pick up, let's see what the Fed's reaction is, if they even realize just how wrong some of their models are. Jesse, it's great chatting with you. And again, go check out Jesse's website, thefelderreport.com. It is definitely worth your time. Thanks, Jesse.
Thanks for having me, Corey.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I'm joined by our good friend Byron King. He is a newsletter writer. He's got the newsletter, The Gold Speculator. He also writes alongside Jim Rickards. It's a great newsletter, and Byron covers a number of different companies in terms of exploration, development, and production companies. We've talked about a number of these before, but Byron, what I want to get initially your comment on is the overall mining space in terms of the discrepancy that we're seeing right now between the precious metal stocks and the precious metals prices. Gold earlier, about a couple months ago actually, broke to new highs for the year, but stocks did not follow. They could not quite break out. And then now that we have gold moving back, you can make the argument that the stocks are also holding their own. So they're acting in a bit of a different relationship than they typically do. What's your general comments on this?
Well, it's good to be with you. Thanks. Yes, you are. You're right. I mean, a few months ago, gold was $1,220. It moved up to about $1,350 at one point over the summer, and now it's back around, you know, whatever it is, $1,280 or so. And so we've had a bit of a roller coaster there. Now the share prices moved up, and then the share prices have pulled back some. But when you look at the shape of the curves, the two different curves, the gold price versus the miners, the explorers, developers, producers, miner price, there's much more of a dampening effect on those. The mining guys didn't go up as much, but the mining guys didn't go down as much either. What that tells me, what that's saying to me, is that there is a fundamental sentiment in the market that whatever the day-to-day price of gold does, or even the week-to-week, or even the month-to-month price of gold does, whatever it does, nobody wants to get too far from a nice portfolio of well-run companies, you know, smart management, good assets, doing all the right things. I mean, everybody's sort of looking around saying, hey, where's the big price run up? How can I get rich and sell out? Obviously everybody wants that to happen. Wouldn't that be great? But, nobody's ready to just sort of say, oh, the heck with it. I'm going to push the sell button and it's all going to go away. And, I'm going to take my money all off the table. Nobody's doing that, even though gold has gone from, 1350 just a few weeks ago down, below 1300. And like I said, into the 1280s. So I think there's a fundamental sense of confidence in the market. People are looking towards, in perhaps the near, but certainly the medium and long term, they're definitely looking towards higher gold prices. I mean, my colleague Jim Rickards, with whom I write that Gold Speculator newsletter, Jim, he's looking for support for gold on the monetary level from the Federal Reserve, the central bank, interest rates, global issues, things like what's going on in Europe with the election in Spain and Catalonia, the impending breakup of Spain, as well as other countries. I mean, the EU is not on, a stable footing. And so that kind of political uncertainty, I think tends towards a long-term support for gold and gold, and then, and by extension for gold miners. Now, if we can continue, I mean, the point that you want to take away from this, though, sort of the more investable point that you want to take away from this, is that you want the mining guys who know what they're doing. I mean, in my newsletter, and Jim's in my newsletter, we break them up into explorers, developers, and producers, and each type of company is a different entity. I mean, explorers do certain things, developers do certain things, producers do certain things, And so you have to gauge them with different metrics. But the one thing that everybody has to have in common is driving cost out of the equation. I mean, you have to have a management team that can take what they have. You've got to play the cards that they're dealt, and they've got to develop, or they've got to explore, they've got to produce in the, in the lowest cost manner that's possible. I mean, you've got to husband the shareholders' money. You've got to spend it wisely. You've got to, you just can't blow it on big flashy things. The good old days of exploring by drilling are gone. I mean, if somebody comes to me and brags about, oh yeah, we have this really aggressive drilling program, we're drilling all these, hundreds or thousands of meters of core, I'll take a look at, well, why are you drilling here? Why are you drilling there? If they can't explain the true meaning of every single hole and of every meter that they're drilling, I'm ready to walk away, because you only want to drill to confirm, the model that you put together in your head after you've done all the other work, after you've spent the cheap money on geophysics and geochemistry and mapping and sampling, and after you've spent the money on thinking, then you can spend the money on drilling.
So, Byron, what type of balance do you like to see in terms of this pre-drilling work? As you said, there's geochemistry, there's mapping, there's sampling. You can also say that you can do some trenching. What do you like to see in terms of gaining an understanding of a property?
Well, every property is unique. Every company has its own play. Quite often, almost always, when you're dealing with companies, you are not dealing with, virgin territory, first-time type territory. You're looking at property that has had 2, 3, 4, 5 owners. I mean, I've looked at properties that, where the exploration goes back dozens of years, into the 1920s. And so you're looking at a lot of catch-up work that people have to do. And so in that regard, I'm looking to have people done the historical work. Have they brought the historical work up to date? Have they incorporated past work? And then are they renewing it up to a better position now? Are they using modern techniques to take that previous work and upgrade it to a modern type of standard? If that's possible, that's cheap, that's easy. And if there's old core that is still there, if you're not relogging your old core, as long as you know where it came from, you're just wasting money. You're walking away from it. So every property has its own story.
So, Byron, do you think that we are starting to see a little bit of a lull in the sector because, A, companies are cashed up, and it sounds like a lot of assay labs are very much behind. There is a lot of drilling going on, but with investors sitting on their hands waiting for some news and understanding that, at least right now, the companies don't need to come back to market, that could be contributing to almost the slow environment we're seeing?
Well, that's a really good question. Obviously, you know, well, it's not obvious if you don't follow the sector, but if you do follow the sector, we have a lot of work in the pipeline. I mean, a lot of people at a lot of companies have done a lot of work. It's magnificent work in an overall sense. Lots of drilling, lots of chemistry, lots of sampling, lots of mapping, everything. One of the big problems is that the labs are so backed up. I mean, every time I talk with the management of the companies, it's like, you know, hey, where's your drill results? Where's your assay results? Oh, they're at the lab. And I believe that. I've talked to lab people, and I say, you know, what's the delay? And they say, well, the delay is the entire, you know, 20 and 40 foot containers worth of samples that we have sitting out in the parking lot, and, you know, we only have so many people, and, you know, so we are very, very lab constrained. So one of the things is that there's a lot of news in the pipeline, you know, things that have been drilled, things that have been sampled, things that have already been crushed and mixed, but they haven't been assayed yet. So a lot of people, I think, are just sort of waiting for that news to flow out. And meanwhile, a lot of companies have raised a lot of money over the last, you know, year and a half, you know, in one form or another. So you still see private placements. You still see some fundraising going on out there. But so we have news in the pipeline. We've got money in the bank. You'd be silly to sell your mining shares for anything other than, you know, the world has collapsed kind of a reason, and the world has not collapsed, you know. So that's one of the other things I think that's holding up the mining sector in terms of why the shares haven't just fallen through the floor with the price of gold in the last, you know, month and a half or so.
All right, Byron. Well, interesting comments as always. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but that was a nice little recap of some reasons why maybe this sector is slow. And again, companies that you should be watching and understanding, ones that aren't just out there spending money almost too freely. They need to be doing their background work. They need to understand the project. And from there, then they can start drilling. But that's what you outline a lot in your newsletter, Byron. So if anybody wants more information on Byron's newsletter, please email me directly, fleck@kereport.com. Byron, thanks for your time this weekend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. In this segment, we're going to diverge a little bit from our economics and precious metals discussion, and we're going to talk more about, well, cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, blockchain, and what's going on in this sector. I have on the line with me, Valentin Schmidt. He is the business editor of the Epoch Times. And Valentin, you have more or less become my go-to source to keep us up to date in terms of what's happening in the cryptocurrency space. What I first want to talk to you about is the potential of cryptocurrency ETFs. I realize that maybe this is a bit of a divergence from what's actually going on in the space, but ETFs have become such a big part of the business and investing world that when you start to see a pickup in ETFs, that essentially leads to more and more people becoming invested because of the passive investing that everyone seems to do. However, with these cryptocurrency ETFs, we're getting a lot of pushback from regulators. It seems very hard for any of these ETFs to gain the type of traction they need to get almost universal acceptance. What are some of your comments on the pushback we've been seeing on these cryptocurrency ETFs?
Yeah, Corey, thanks for having me. So basically what you're saying is absolutely correct. If you want big money flows into any type of asset class, then ETFs are the thing to do, because basically everybody now just buys stock ETFs, and that's part of the reason why the market keeps going up, because it's so easy and so cheap. We know the gold ETF is up and running, and for me, basically, Bitcoin is digital gold, so there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to have a Bitcoin ETF. Essentially there is one vehicle that is out there, that is Barry Silbert's Bitcoin Investment Trust. And he managed to do it because he went through the back door. It was a private vehicle at first, not open to the public. And then he managed to list it, off exchange at first, and then it got uplisted. So he went through the back door, and he never asked the SEC. If he had asked, he surely would have, been denied. But he made use of some, loopholes and never asked. And that's why his fund is the only one trading. But with Bitcoin, it's actually even less. It makes even less sense to invest in an ETF of gold. It sort of makes sense because you have the storage problem. And if you want to move large monies in, then either you have to vault it somewhere in Switzerland, or you have to buy an ETF and they do the storage for you, which of course makes you dependent on the vault provider or the ETF provider. And we all know the details of those gold ETFs that, you know, in the case of a fraud, you still not, you will be compensated in cash, but not in gold. So there's a huge issue there, which you don't have with Bitcoin, because Bitcoin, you don't have the storage problem. Yes, you need to educate yourself a little bit. You need to buy a cold storage for $200, but I've done that and millions of people have done it. It's not that hard. And then you can keep millions or billions of dollars on a little USB device, and you don't have the storage problem and you control the money. So I don't know why institutions can't do that. I know that they can legally. The SEC can't do anything against that. Hedge funds can do that. But they have to update their agreements they have with their clients and limited partners in order to do that, which is why many of them haven't done it yet. It's a bit of a hassle, but there are hedge funds trading Bitcoin, buying Bitcoin for themselves on behalf of their client, and they're doing so either off exchange or through the regulated exchanges where the volume is big enough to handle big orders. So I don't see this ETF issue as a big deal. Obviously, why are we seeing pushback is because the regulators don't understand that the regulators are always behind the curve when it comes to new technology. So that's why we're seeing some pushback. But eventually, I think it's going to work out. I just don't see much sense for it with Bitcoin. Like, why would I invest in Barry Silbert's Bitcoin Investment Trust, which is more expensive, pay him a management fee to hold my private keys, whereas I could hold them myself? All I have to do is go through the hassle of registering with an exchange like Coinbase here in New York. They are all licensed, you know, it's all above board. So why don't I do that instead?
Yeah, well, it does seem like it's becoming easier and easier for everybody to simply just buy bitcoins. But again, as we continue to hear more and more talk out of some big banks and big investment firms and just big private investors as well, I think that the move to a cryptocurrency ETF is coming. But again, the regulators are showing a bit of pushback on it. But Valentin, let's also talk about the more political sense around Bitcoin. And what shook the market, at least temporarily, was China's banning of Bitcoin. What are your comments here?
Yeah, that was absolutely fascinating. This is still a fascinating story from numerous angles. So the first narrative goes like this. China is an authoritarian communist dictatorship. They want to control everything. Bitcoin has been used for capital outflows. That's part of the reason why the price is so high. The Chinese are using that. It's by far the easiest way to bring large amounts of money out of the country. All you need is a contact in the West. Let's say you're Chinese and you want to buy real estate in Manhattan. All you would have to do is wire me, whatever, 200, 500 Bitcoin, whatever, that stuff is worth. Then I'll sell that and I'll buy the apartment and then I transfer the apartment to your name. And then none of the Chinese authorities can do anything about that. So by far the easiest way to get money out of the country. So the Chinese can't control it. So the narrative goes, they want to ban it. First by shutting down the exchanges, then by maybe banning the whole thing itself. However, there's a second, and let's explore that for a second. That sucks for the Chinese. I'm sorry for them because they have been suffering under this communist dictatorship in so many different ways. We talked about all the human rights abuses, the Falun Gong issue, the Tibet issue, and now they are not even allowed to use Bitcoin and have some freedom in their monetary choices. Sucks for the Chinese. However, for Bitcoin, it is absolutely fantastic because it proves the use case. Because obviously we don't want Bitcoin to be a guerrilla currency, where you have to hide and, then you switch your keys and then you have to hide it from the IRS. No, we want it to be legitimate and above board. But one of the major value proposition, like with gold, is that if worst comes to worst, you still have your money. The government cannot confiscate it. It's even harder to confiscate than gold. and you can still use it even if goings are bad. Obviously, it's going to be more difficult, but you can still use it and you still have it. And I think the Chinese example is a great example where we're going to see that despite banning the exchanges, as long as they keep the internet running, and I think they didn't manage to ban the VPNs, as long as you have that, you still have your Bitcoin. It's going to be harder to buy them. It's going to be harder to transfer them, but you still have them. And I think that's why the prices rebounded, because everybody thought, okay, so what? And in terms of mining, if the Chinese stop mining Bitcoin, because that's actually good, because they have been cheating by providing cheaper electricity. So they've centralized the mining in China. And if they stop that, then other countries can compete again. It would be profitable to mine here in the United States and in Japan or whatever. So that's essentially is absolutely great news. The next step, though, is, and that would be even better news for Bitcoin, is if China does the same as they do with gold. Because gold, they nationalize the gold mines, they confiscate all of the gold that's being produced. They could do the same with the Bitcoin miners. But they allow the citizens to buy gold through the Chinese banks, which is essentially centrally controlled. So, and they're accumulating gold as a reserve asset. Now imagine if they had the same strategy with Bitcoin. They confiscate the miners, they mine Bitcoin, they buy a certain amount and use it as a reserve asset to have another ace up the sleeve to play against the US dollar, because they know they can't compete with the gold reserves alone. And that would be amazingly bullish for the Bitcoin price. If a government, even if it's the Chinese, despotic government, adopts it and uses it as a reserve asset, then you have another use case for it, and that would be extremely bullish.
Very interesting comments here, Valentin. There is a lot to consider when we are looking at Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, and the blockchain technology individually. First of all, cryptocurrencies are becoming, yes, very much a bigger investment area and sector, but Bitcoin, again, is really the standout here and is getting all of the attention. We can just see from the moves that we've seen in Bitcoin this year, even though we've had that shorter-term pullback, the level that Bitcoin is at, I think some people simply weren't expecting that. A lot still comes down to how the governments deal with it, but there's no doubt in my mind that this is now a sector that is on a lot of investors' minds. Everyone's just trying to get a better grasp of exactly what's going on here. So I do appreciate you keeping me up to date. And if anybody has any follow-up questions for Valentin, usually I ask this for companies, but when it comes to cryptocurrencies, Valentin is my go-to guy. Please send me some emails asking Valentin some more direct questions.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.